It's going on 30 years since my dear old dad passed out of this world. I still think of him. I still wish he was here to chat to. After all, he was my dad. But I wonder how many others in this world actually remember him. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm guessing not all that many. All those men and women that he worked with at the steelworks, the choir he led and conducted, of course, many of those people are gone too, but I'd hazard a guess that other than my mother and myself, no one else on planet Earth gives him a passing thought, even though he was a really good guy. My point? John Chrysostom, around 387 AD, said this: "If you only knew how quickly people would forget about you after your death, you'd not seek in your life to please anyone but God." Of course, we should do good for other people, but if we do it for their recognition, their applause, then let's be honest, that's going to be a fleeting reward. Paul the Apostle put it like this in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. "Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ." In other words, in all that he did in this world, even in all the good that he did for others, and you and I are still benefiting from that, he was in fact playing to an audience of one. He was doing it for God and God alone. People-pleasing is a fickle pursuit. One day, they're applauding you. The next day, they're shouting, "Crucify him," right? So, by all means, do good, but do it for God. That's his word fresh for you today. God's word is so powerful. It's alive and active. It is the power to change. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.